few announcements before the homily. When right after the funeral, Father will go to the columbarium with the family and the servers, and Deacon Candidate Mr. Heath and myself will go to St. Diphna's statue for the novena to St. Diphna, and you're all welcome to stay for that, but to remain in place for us to maintain social distancing. Right after the novena, I'll expose the Blessed Sacrament for adoration, and then there'll be a benediction at 2:15 as usual. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. First, for Father and myself and for all of the staff and as Our Lady of Grace, we wish to express our deepest condolences to the family on Fred's passing. As we gather here at this memorial mass for Fred, we think of celebrating his life, consoling his family and friends that are left behind, as well as perhaps formalizing our goodbye to him. And while all of this is true, none of these actually are the primary reasons for a memorial mass. Let us remember Fred for his devotion to Diane, his loving partner of 60 years, and his delight in his four children, 11 grandchildren, and one great-grandchild. Fred loved being with and serving others and sharing his time, treasure, and talent freely with those around him. He was a kind and caring mentor to many and taught many a child life skills through his coaching of youth sports. And at 84, Fred lived a full and blessed life. As we reflect on his giving spirit that put others first, let us take a few moments to reflect on the meaning of this liturgy. There are at least four principal reasons for celebrating Memorial Mass. The first is the worship and praise of God. While today we all have our minds on Fred, who has passed, we must never forget that the sacrifice of the Mass is centered on God, to whom we are offering his Son along with ourselves. We should take this time to reflect on the truth that we were created by God and that our earthly lives are in fact a journey to return home to him. Paul tells us God, our Savior, desires all men to be saved. And our gospel today tells us the Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise them on the last day. Seeing our presence with God in heaven as our ultimate destination, we are reminded that Fred has moved on to the next stage of his journey. The second purpose of the Catholic Memorial Mass is to thank God for his endless mercy. Due to original sin, sin itself is a sad fact of our lives, and as such, we stand in need of God's mercy. At death, we will face God and be judged on what we have done and what we have failed to do during our time on this earth. At our particular judgment, God will exercise his perfect justice, and we pray today that he will temper that justice with the love and mercy of a father for his son who is returning home to him. We should never forget that our life on this earth is in fact a proving ground and that we will each of us be held accountable for that life. Third, in the Mass today, we are called to proclaim and renew our faith in Jesus Christ. The Mass is a celebration of Jesus' life, death, resurrection, and ascension. We profess our faith that Jesus has conquered death by this Paschal mystery, and we renew our participation in that mystery. This faith gives us hope in our eternal future, that there is a place in glory awaiting those who knew and loved God while they were here on earth. Our time is short, as Jesus has told us, and Fred's 84 years have passed all too quickly. But remember that all of time is but a tick on God's eternal clock, and life is but a blink of God's eye, and we would do well to live it to the fullest for love of the Almighty. Finally and fourth, but most importantly, we come to the reason that all of us here hold dear to our hearts. This Memorial Mass is for the deceased, to give us a formal chance to pray for them. Only a select few are so perfect at their death as to be welcomed immediately into heaven to stand eternally before the beatific vision. Most of us will need the purifying purgation of purgatory. Remember, Jesus had to come among mankind and be crucified because we had become a fallen race, a broken, sinful people. We pray today for forgiveness and express our repentance so that our wrongs and those of our loved ones may be righted. We are not given the fate of those we love when they die, but we offer up prayers just in case they are needed. We offer these prayers as prayers of hope, hope for eternal peace and everlasting bliss for Fred, that he might reach the goal that God's plan for him provides. We offer masses for our deceased loved ones because we believe that they accomplish something, that it makes a difference for them. When we pray for someone who has died, we are taking an active part in their purification en route to heaven. And is there any better way to love Fred now? Let us offer this Mass and the graces it will bring for him, and let the knowledge that we are in some way taking an active part in this journey to God be a comfort to those of us who are left behind. May God bless you.